Centre Wellington. Council has approved using a brick farmhouse in Fergus to house newly recruited medical staff in Centre Wellington. As suggested by the Healthcare Recruitment Committee for Groves Memorial Community Hospital, GMCH, this is the first part of the township's plan to provide accessible living spaces for new or temporary healthcare professionals. During his presentation, Sow Dan Wilson asked the Township of Centre Wellington to approve the use of 965 Gartshore Street in Fergus as an accommodation space for healthcare professionals. The house currently is not being used, and we do recognize that the house may not work well for healthcare professional recruitment in the long term, said Wilson. But it'll at least get us started on our first step and provide at least a temporary solution for the next few years. According to Wilson, the township provides $20,000 a year to healthcare physician recruitment, which is used on accommodation when it could be used elsewhere. The stakeholder group and Grove staff have been working really well together and have made a lot of strides on this initiative, said Wilson. I think the common theme here is that businesses recognize the need and the priority associated with finding healthcare professionals in our community. Now that use has been approved, the committee will begin reaching out to businesses for donations, creating a booking system for staff, and developing a cleaning and maintenance schedule. Several local businesses have stepped up to supply appliances, furniture, and anything else required to make sure that the site is operational as soon as possible. Wilson also acknowledged that the township will likely see an increase in costs such as utilities, but is trying to mitigate that cost to the township. Speaking during the presentation, CEO of Wellington Healthcare Alliance, Angela Stanley, said accommodation is the most pressing issue with recruitment. One of the biggest assets that a community can have is stable housing, said Stanley. Ellora and Fergus are tourist towns, and so establishing regular affordable housing on a consistent level has been a challenge for us. According to Stanley, providing affordable, accessible housing for healthcare professionals has been key to persuading them to return. We're starting to build that pool of solid locums, but ongoing supportive housing is absolutely necessary for us to continue to do that, said Stanley. Working in partnership with the township is the most sustainable way to do that. The farmhouse and 20-acre parcel of land were originally purchased in early October 2021 for $3,950,000 as a new operation center for the township. I'm really happy to see how the county is involved. This looks great, said Cown. Lisa McDonald. Cown. Kimberly Jefferson suggested that if everything works out, the proposal could grow. Could this be something that's set up as a pilot program that then we can overlay onto other properties that maybe the township has? Jefferson asked Wilson, who agreed that the township could potentially look forward to other sites in the future. I suggest we use this site now as the operation center is being designed, and then when the operation center is nearing construction, we'll have to come forward with other options in terms of alternate locations, said Wilson. We can address one or multiple locations at that time, as well as moving beyond this site. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.